You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Market Show on Money Control. This is where we put together a list of trading ideas for you. We help you spot opportunities based on headlines, or rather dominant headlines and global cues. We also give you an analysis of the technical charts. All of this is going to arm you better to take on another day. Let's get started with our expert trading ideas.
The Morning Market Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
Let me quickly also remind you that we have details on each of these ideas coming up on Stock Picks of the Day on Money Control. That's another podcast. But right now, let's look at what our experts today, Guinness Securities Limited, have to say. Kajaria Ceramics Limited is a buy, close at 572 rupees, target of 621, stop loss at 526 rupees, and return potential here is 10.8%. Indian Hotels Company Limited is a buy, close 146 rupees 30 paise, target 168 rupees and stop loss 135 rupees, return potential here is 11.72%. And Dabur India Limited is also a buy, close 385 rupees 55 paise, target 408 rupees and stop loss at 364 rupees. Return potential here is 7.3%. So these are our expert trading ideas from Guinness Securities. Moving on the Morning Market Show, to give you an idea of what to expect of the markets next. Yes, volatility, like I said, will continue till expiry. But the good news is that we should get ample buying support near the 10,600 level. If you recall, yesterday Nifty saw some pressure above 10,700 for the second consecutive row, and it made a bearish engulfing pattern on the daily charts, finding it difficult to breach that level. So the bearish sentiment prevailed with loss of breath at higher levels. There was also profit booking, a fall in the rupee was witnessed, and upcoming expiry. All of these are contributors to the negative sentiment that we're witnessing on Dalal Street. Now, going forward for the week, pretty much similar cues are going to dominate. The fluctuating rupee, oil prices, yes, that's something that we'll have to focus on. Bond yields, these could keep the equity markets volatile. There are, of course, select buying opportunities that are likely to come up in auto, private banking and consumer durables, according to experts. Next on the Morning Market Show, a look at some of the major cues for the day. We are at the fag end of the earnings season, and as many as 1,491 companies are scheduled to report their results for the quarter that ended March later today. And some of these names include Urban Offshore, Alkem Laboratories, Apollo Hospitals, Berger Paints, Canara Bank, EIH, IBRCL, ONGC, SAIL, Suzlon Energy, and so on. So these are big names, and some pointers on some of these names. ONGC, profit after tax, is likely to grow by 30% on a year-on-year basis. Canara Bank is likely to report a net loss of 797 crores for Q4. SAIL, net profit is to grow by 4.8% on a year-on-year basis. That's the expectation. And Alkem Laboratories, PAT is likely to grow by 30% on a year-on-year basis. Now, some of the other stocks that investors would do well to keep on their radar, and some of these are headline makers with respect to either earnings or other reasons. Coal India, Q4 profit more than halved to 1,295 crore rupees on the back of employee costs swelling. Power Grid Corporation, Q4 profit was at 2,004 crores. Revenue was up by 16.5%. And Fortis also, because the Fortis board has initiated a fresh bidding process and bidders will get about 10 days to do their due diligence. The technical charts, what do the technical charts say? Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts, but it's trading above most of its crucial short-term moving averages, and this trend still remains on the upside as long as Nifty holds at 10,700 on a closing basis, according to experts. And being expiry week, large swings are to be expected on either side, and therefore traders are advised to trade with caution. Now, on the downside, crucial support is placed at 10,550 level, while on the upside, Nifty is likely to witness some resistance around the 10,735 level. One more time, let me recap that for you. The three levels to look out for: 10,550, 10,785, and 10,800. Maximum call open interest, 10,800, followed by 10,700 strikes. Maximum put open interest, 10,500, followed by 10,600 strikes. Now, stocks with high delivery percentage, you have Hindustan Zinc, Kotak Bank, and Colgate-Palmolive among these. 37 stocks saw long build-up. Among these are NIT Tech, Mahindra & Mahindra, Tata Power, and Pidilite Industries. And 96 stocks saw short build-up. Among them are Just Dial, MRPL, Berger Paints, NHPC, and Torrent Pharma. And finally, before we wrap up on the Morning Market Show, a look at what happened in the international markets. Wall Street dropped on the back of worries concerning Italy, the government, or the lack of it as we speak. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost about 400 points yesterday, closed down 1.58%. The Nasdaq was down 0.5% and the S&P 500 declined 1.6%. So that's really the story in the US markets. Well, it wasn't too different for the Asian markets this morning on the back of that tension concerning Italy's political crisis. We had a shaky start to some of the markets in Asia. MSCI's broadcast index of Asia Pacific shares outside of Japan was down 1.1% at the time of bringing you this podcast. We also have the Nikkei 225 as we speak, that's down 1.7%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng is down 1.5%. The Taiwan index is down 1.3%. South Korea's Kospi is down a little over 2%. And the Shanghai Composite is down again a little over 2%. And trends on SGX Nifty indicate a negative opening for the markets in India. Nifty futures have been trading at the 10,539 level at the time of bringing you this podcast. That's down 0.6%. And with that, it's a wrap on the Morning Market Show. Have a great day. We'll catch you soon.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.